Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Future is Bright? Question mark. I am Bridget.
You're Bridget?
Oh, shoot!
That's weird, because last time I checked, I'm Bridget.
Wow!
Wow, we don't do this in a month, and you forget who the fuck you are.
I am Lindsay. It's because I was worried about you, because you were plugging that in.
Oh.
And I was like, how is she going to make back time? And then
you jumped the gun. You saw me.
All right, well, I'm Lindsay.
Bridget.
There we go. That's, you know.
Let me just make sure.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well.
It's been a month.
Yeah, it's been a long-ass time. Been a month.
We've had some shit.
Yeah. COVID. Happened. What else did we have?
COVID happened to me.
Right.
Bridget then COVID happened to you. Well,
right,
not
well,
you.
Well, not me. My mom.
Ronnie was first.
Then you. Then my mom.
Wait, Ronnie was before me? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it was Ronnie. Yeah. Then me.
Yep.
Then your mom.
Yep. And then the last time we decided to hang out, we just did our YouTube video instead. Yep. So.
And then work.
Work has been fucking insane. So.
So we're just, it's fine.
It's fine. You know, the ones who love us will be there for us. And I forgot, around. The only person I thought about right now is Lexi. We forgot to tell her that we got the invitation.
Oh, shit. Lexi, we got your invitation.
We got your invitation, girl. It's at my house. COVID happened. I wasn't at my house because COVID.
Yeah. Beautiful invitation.
And, yeah, it was really nice. I should have brought it with me so you could see it. I took a picture before.
Okay.
But it's okay. Next time we hang out.
So, she knows now.
Yeah, she knows.
She'll find out on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I hope you guys missed us.
Should we say that we're making a YouTube?
Cause I kind of already did.
Yeah, so we're making a YouTube. Don't expect the video to be up anytime soon. It's really hard to edit.
Bridget was really feeling herself and was like, I'll be able to do this, no problem.
Well, no, I can do it. It's just an hour long, and we're stupid.
Yeah. But we didn't bullshit that long, that much.
No, we didn't bullshit at all.
But it just took us a while.
But it's just so long.
Yeah.
Situation.
Which is fine. I mean, it'll come out when it's ready to come out.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. So look out for that. We are, our first episode, it's basically a series, right? Technically.
Yeah, there'll be at minimum six episodes.
We are doing the Hunt a Killer, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? Yeah. So we're finding Beth's killer currently.
Yeah.
I am going to say that we're probably one of the best detectives that they've had, because we fucking killed that
shit. Yeah, we did the first box in an hour, and the second box, like, 20 fucking
minutes.
Yeah,
we cut it down 75%, so look at us go.
Wow, that was really good math.
I know, right? Real quick, too.
I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Well, you said 25 minutes. I was going for a half hour, so I was right away. I was
you
like,
were
five,
half.
Five.
Yeah, you were good.
Cut about 5x50, and then you said 20 minutes. I was like, oh, shit, that's a little bit
hold
more.
Hold on, $1.25.
Right, so, you know. Yeah, but, so look out for that. We're probably going to do both the similar at the same time.
Yeah.
Or hoping to do that, which means we'll hang out more, which, you know. We've also already made plans to go to the gym together 3 days a week.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We used to do that when we were younger. Like, when we were in college.
When we first started going to the gym, we went really consistently.
Yeah.
And then we just stopped.
We both kept our memberships for 4 years and never went.
Nope.
So,
Planet Fitness got me fucking by the balls, because they've been getting 10 bucks out of me every month for the last three years.
20 from me, so, but, you know, well, not from me, from my mom, because, you know.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
We're going to go.
Yeah, we're going to get back into it. And, yeah, so just keep looking out for that. And I guess, should I hop into my case then?
Yeah, I think so.
No other news, right?
No.
Okay. So today I'm doing two cases, but they're small. So, like, it's, like, one that I pretty much know bare minimum about, and then one that I know a little bit more, but they are active, ongoing, like, very recently.
Are they, like, connected?
No. I don't think so, but what makes them connected, we'll find out together.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, I'm talking about two separate deaths that happened on the same exact day in the same exact town. You've probably heard of one of them. Pretty much all over social media, I've seen it. It is the death of Lawrence Smith Fields. So she's the first person I'll be talking about, and the second one is Brenda Lee Rawls. They were two black women whose deaths honestly were, like, horribly mistreated and
shocking.
Yeah. So we're gonna go.
We'll I'm sorry. Just, like, dive I'm in. Sorry. Wait. Hold on. A black woman's death wasn't treated well by the
police. Cop? Yeah.
Ooh, weird.
Yeah.
Never heard of that before.
It's terrible. But I also am looking at it a different sense of like kind of what the police is now doing because like of now? It. Yeah. So you'll see. Like,
well, I'd hope so.
What happens?
Okay. Wait. Yeah. Don't. Right. Okay. Go ahead. We're good.
All right. So I'm starting now. I haven't done this in so long. It's like
I
so
know.
Weird. Okay. So, Chantel Fields had not heard from her daughter all day. She texted her, "Are you okay? Please let me know." When her texts and phone calls went unanswered, she decided to go to her daughter's apartment.
Okay.
So on December 13th of last year, 2021, I just had to look at the date to like make sure. So on December 13th, 2021, she and her son went to her daughter's apartment in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And they found a note on the door. The note on the door said, quote, "If you're looking for Lauren, call this number."
I heard that. Mm-hmm. I've heard this, like...
Yes. So Miss Fields called and waited by her car. Soon the landlord came downstairs. Then the landlord gave her a number for a detective. The detective who... Basically, what sounds like happened is the detective went to the crime scene, and instead of calling and notifying her family, he notified the landlord, because it was his building, and said, "If the family reaches out, give them my number."
What the fuck?
So, literally, they didn't find... Thankfully, the family was, like, actively look in her life and looking for her.
Well, I'd hope so.
So, by the next day, they were like, "What the fuck happened?" So, her son... is on the phone with the landlord. I mean, on the phone with the detective. Mm-hmm. And the detective is literally telling her that her daughter is dead. Like, and his sister is dead.
Like, just, like, said, like, she's dead.
They said, basically, they said, she had been on a Bumble date with an older man before she died. And then that was pretty much the only information he provided. And then said he hung up abruptly in the middle of the call.
The detective. Yeah. On the case for...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Miss Fields said, quote, "I started panicking. All I could do was just stand there, like if I was frozen. I could not believe he was telling me that my baby was gone." So Lauren was a Norwalk Community College student who wanted to become a physical therapist. Mm. So she was found dead on December 12th. At her apartment after a first date with an older man, like I just said. The bulk of what the family has received about this incident comes from an incident, like, about, I'm gonna say, death. Because it's not qualified as a murder yet.
Okay, but that's fair.
So I'm saying death. So a lot of what they've gotten from it was from an incident report by the Bridgeport Police Department. So, according to these records, her date, who was 37 and white, she was 23. I'm just pointing out that was a pretty big age difference.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to do the math, because I don't know.
No, I was going to, and then I stopped
I know
myself.
You were. Yeah. sorry. He told investigators that he had connected with Lauren on Bumble, and they decided to just... I mean, and she invited him over to eat, drink, play games, and watch a movie. So, he says at one point she went outside to meet her brother, and then she returned and went to the bathroom for 10 to 15 minutes, is what he's saying.
Okay.
He then told investigators that they continued to watch the movie, and Lauren fell asleep on the couch, so he carried her to her bedroom, and then he fell asleep beside her. He added that he woke up at 3 a.m. to use the bathroom, and she was sleeping and snoring. But when he woke up at 6:30 a.m., quote, "She was lying on her right side. Blood was coming out of her right nostril onto the bed, and she wasn't breathing," end quote. He told authorities that this prompted him to call 911.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Cool.
And one detective showed up to the scene and said he was, quote, "trembling and visibly shaken."
Wait, who is this?
The white guy, man. Right? Yeah, they haven't really... I mean, I'm sure if I dug deep enough, I would have been able to find his name, but
it's the guy that she went
yes,
on the date with.
Yeah, the 37-year-old white man who kind of looks like a creeper. Yeah. So, he was trembling and shaking. The police report also indicated that there was about $1,300 in cash that had been found at the apartment. Jeez. Which is, they're just noting that he didn't steal anything from her, I guess. So now we're gonna, like, flash back to, like, when her family finds out. Because, basically, like, she died and, like, nobody knew.
Just nobody fucking, like...
Right. So, after they waited, after he delivered them the news, they waited for him to arrive. Mm-hmm. But, like, it took him, like, forever. Like, he didn't show up. Mm-hmm. So, they decided to just go into the apartment themselves. They went inside to pack up her apartment. They found a used condom, a pill, and bloody bed sheets. So, basically, they did not, like, dust the crime scene at all. Everything was still there. Like, normally they collect all that stuff.
They would, like, yeah, like, blood and...
So, it doesn't make any sense. So then, obviously, the family asked the police department to start an investigation, collect the evidence, and look into the man that she went on a date with.
Imagine having to ask.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, can you, like, do your job?
It makes no sense. Bumble, obviously, has been working alongside with the authorities, but it does not take
initiative?
Yeah. So, like, it works alongside in investigations, but does not initiate them.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they can't start an investigation on this man, basically.
Right.
The medical examiner's office ruled that her death was an accident, stating that it was caused by combined effects of fentanyl, prescription medication, and alcohol. And since fentanyl is an illegal drug, the, Drug Enforcement Administration has gotten involved in the case. Mm-hmm. Obviously, her family believes that she never took those drugs because she wasn't like that.
Yeah.
They say, and they believe that some foul play was involved.
Fentanyl is, like, fucking rough.
Yeah. And that's in a lot of, like, drugs. Like, say they take a drug. It's a lot.
Fentanyl is one of those things that, like, if you're trying to lace a drug, you could that's lace it with fentanyl.
Right. Right.
Fentanyl is also just a drug that you take in the hospital if, like, you're in pain. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll know a tiny little bit of it.
Oh, well, yeah, not like that. Okay, so this case has obviously been going crazy on social media, like I said. And mainly it's because, obviously, she was a black woman. So, Maria Pereira is a city council member who is representing... the district of, like, Bridgeport, I guess.
Okay.
I guess that's what it says, because it's who represents Miss Smithfield's district. So it's the district of Bridgeport, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. She says that she wonders how the police department would treat a wealthy white mother and father who had lost their 23-year-old daughter, particularly if the last person they had seen she had been with was a 37-year-old black man that she met on a dating app. So it's basically, like, what is going on.
It's like a, like, flip the roles and see what the fuck happens.
Right. She said, quote, "I believe wholeheartedly that this would have never happened if it was an affluent white family's daughter." Makes sense. The hashtag Lauren Smithfield has been viewed more than 27 million times on TikTok.
I've heard a lot of people, like, trying to be like, give this the same attention that we gave, like, the Gabby case.
Which is also why I'm also speaking about the next case, because I feel like, to me, this is not more about, like, the man potentially killing her. It's more about what the police didn't do. Mm-hmm. They didn't do the right thing in order to find out if this man did it or not. You, like, there's no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, trying to, like, not, like, flip it around, but, like, see another side of it. Like,
I feel like it's also, like, hard to tell, like, not to, like, give the police, like, any credit, because, like, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but, like, like, if you, like, if they did rule cause of death, like, as drugs and alcohol, it's, like, really hard to prove that, like, somebody gave them to her.
Right.
Like, how are you gonna prove that?
And this man could have said, yeah, like, he did say, yeah, we were drinking, but he could have said, yeah, we took some, like, you know.
Like, we took pills.
We took drugs, like, who knows? And that's why I think he put in there that she went outside and met with the brother for a little while, because who knows, he could have given her something too.
Yeah,
if they're,
I just feel like it's, like, hard, like, to be like, yeah, he killed her, if it's, like, drugs and alcohol.
Which
involved,
I agree, cause... but I still believe that, like, an investigation of some sort.
Absolutely.
Which is why I'm trying to, like, bring, like, kind of just an eye to, like, what are you doing?
They,
like,
obviously should have, like, done something. Yeah. About something. Yeah. Anything would have been better than nothing.
It doesn't make any sense. So. Yeah. But a lot of, like you said, a lot of these TikTok videos are trying to use the police report to piece together what happened to her. And they also are encouraging viewers to call both the Bridgeport mayor's office and the police department.
Mm-hmm.
So they've obviously put, like, they blasted them all over social media for not covering the death sooner. Her friends have used the platform to post videos of Lauren showing her smiling, dancing, and joking around. One of her friends commented, or, like, one of the users commented and said, "Sometimes when things are reported, you forget that a person who had a whole life behind what happened to them." So, like, basically, like, people, like, talk about her death, like, it's now just her death, not, like, what happened.
She was an actual human being, yeah.
She was a beautiful, like, young woman.
I feel like a lot of, like, true crime, like, stuff, like, in general, like, whether it's TV, this stupid podcast, the other podcasts, or whatever, like, forget sometimes that, like, it's a person.
Right, and they, like, sometimes they talk about things, like, people could talk about all the time, like, oh, she invited someone she doesn't know from Bumble to her house.
Her and every other fucking girl on this baseless planet.
So, like, I don't see a point to, like, put blame in any of that. There's no point. She was a person.
Yeah, she
was just interested in someone and...
And, like, that's how literally everybody dates nowadays.
Right.
Is, like,
it doesn't make it doesn't make any sense. So I completely agree with, like, her friends posting videos of what she was beforehand.
My thing is like, people, like, well, generally, like, older people will judge, like, you now for being, like, why would you go home with somebody that you don't know after you met them on the internet? Why'd you go home with somebody when you met them at a bar four hours
literally
ago?
Literally the same thing.
Like, it's the same thing. And it's, like, people are married from meeting at fucking bars. Yep. Like,
it's ridiculous. So it's just a little bit insane. Where am I at? So then because of all of this, I'm sorry, I have asthma and it's killing me today.
Are you okay? I have an inhaler, do you want one?
No, I actually have mine too, but okay, I'm good. Cool. So the mayor announced that he or she? Honestly can't tell if it's a he or she
just
mayor.
The mayor.
Because everything is referred to as the mayor.
The mayor.
Announced that they're looking into the Bridgeport Police Department and they're investigating what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In a statement, Darnell Crossland, who is an attorney for Lauren's family, called the mayor's announcement a, quote, step in the right direction, saying that the city is liable for the behavior and its police department and its officers, which is absolutely true.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
You hire those people.
You're
responsible. You work for the government, basically. Yeah. So because of this whole thing, on January 21st, 2022, a notice of claim to sue the city and the police department came about from Lauren's family. Crossland said that investigators failed to collect possible evidence from Lauren's home, including bloodied sheets, a pill, a used condom, and other things. The notice also said that the police have refused to interview the man who reported on her death, and it also accused a detective who handled the case of assisting him in a cover-up. So they think that they're helping this white man, this man, and I actually read in one of the articles that the detective actually told her family that he seemed like a nice guy, not to worry about him.
I did see that also.
Like, how are you gonna say that?
Do we know anything about this guy?
No, like, there's nothing. I've seen a picture of him.
I'm wondering,
like, that's it.
If he works for the police
department. I feel like that would come out, but he couldn't. Bridgeport is a small town.
What if he did work for the police department? Or was involved?
What if
involved,
he knows someone in the police department?
Yeah, or was involved somehow.
He looks like a pretty affluent guy.
Because, like, I just feel like at this point, like, put, like, race aside, like, for whatever.
Right.
In any case, whether, like, it be a white guy, a black guy, a white girl, or a black girl.
Right.
Like, it would have been investigated. He would have been interviewed talked to.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, fuck his, forget race for a second.
Right.
Why wasn't he talked to, period?
Right.
Doesn't matter who he is, why wasn't he talked to? He was literally, he's the one that called 911.
Right. This is what he looks like. I think. This is the only picture I've found of him.
I mean, he kind of just looks like average.
Yeah, he looks like an average white guy. He's a bald guy in the one picture that we see.
She's pretty.
Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah.
She was like an Instagram baddie. Like,
looks like.
Like, it. Yeah. If you like, that's the only picture that comes up, and I've Googled suspects. So I don't know. Mm. You know. I don't know if it's actually really him, but yeah. So. He does look older. Like, much older.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was older. That's fine. So, yeah. That's kind of where that is right now. So, now I'm going to talk about the murder... death. I'm not going to say murder because, actually, for her, her autopsy report is still not, like, available.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But we're going to talk about Brenda Lee Crawls. Again, I'm only talking about this very briefly because I don't really know a lot of it. There's not a lot of information out there.
Right.
But she was 53, and she died on December 12th in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
So the same exact day.
Same exact day.
Okay.
So her family said that on December 11th, she... So, yeah. On December 11th, she told her family that she had planned to go to... the home of a man who she was acquainted with, who lived not far from her. Her sister, Dorothy Rawls Washington, said that they tried to reach her on December 12th and December 13th, but could not get a hold of her. So, she said, quote, then on the 14th, we said something's wrong. So, two of my sisters, my niece, and my niece's boyfriend walked down to that male's house. When they asked him whether she was there, he told them that he told them that he couldn't wake her up on December 12th and that she died. So, again...
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, again, the police department did not notify the family at all. This is December 14th and she died on the 12th.
And they knew that she was dead.
The police knew she was dead because he called the police, but she didn't know.
Were there drugs found?
No. Doesn't say.
Because I'm thinking, like...
Connected?
I'm thinking, like, weird coincidence situation.
Maybe
these people, like, take pills. Like, they do drugs. And, like, somebody made a bad batch with fucking fentanyl in it.
Right.
And now two people have now taken that.
This doesn't say anything about drugs, and that's also probably because the toxicology report, like, none of that stuff is available yet. So I'm not sure, but it kind of just sounds like, it sounds like she died in her sleep, and that was it. But, that was it.
So we need to, like, reevaluate this police department.
It's a little bit
I feel like we're not doing really well.
Yeah. So, another one of her sisters said that, quote, he gave me the clothing that she had on and her shoes. And that was it.
I heard this, too.
So, no one understands why... that was left behind, like, why he had it and not the police, but, nobody ever notified she's, sister said, quote, nobody ever notified us that she died. We had to do our own investigation to find out where she was. One of the sisters called a funeral home to ask whether the body was there because they didn't even know. Yeah, like,
where do they bring it if they don't know?
Yeah, I don't know. Washington's, Washington said the funeral home advised the family to contact the state medical examiner's office, and that's where they found her. Which, like, yeah, I guess, because...
Well, was she ID'd, like, when the police got there?
The guy knew who she was, so it wasn't, like...
How old was she?
53. So she wasn't, like, old, but...
I'm just wondering, like... Like, do you have to contact the family if somebody dies?
100%.
Do you, though?
I don't know if it's a law. I mean, I'm sure it is because they're now both, like, all of the police department's getting, like...
No, but I'm saying, like, if they're adults, do you have to contact
the family? You have to notify the next of kin.
You do.
You have to let someone know.
Okay.
Because technically the state has a body and they don't, like, they're not
they
even.
They don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a dumb question, but also, like.
Well, if you think about it that way, and then I'm like, wait, you, like, they need to talk about what to do with the body.
Yeah, no, that, like, makes more sense when you put it that way.
What are they going to do with it?
What are they going to do with it?
Yeah. Right. So, literally, basically, that's where that's at. Like, manner of death, all that stuff is still pending. And this family is also trying to get the story told more, like, yeah. Lauren's story. So.
Well, I just looked up.
Yes, tell me. I was listening to a Morbid podcast, and they didn't do it on this episode, like, an episode on this, but they talked about it in the beginning, and you know how Elena's, she said you have to notify the next of kin.
Yeah, because I was just looking it up, and it says, generally, funeral directors report deaths to Social Security, right. But ultimately, it's the survivor's responsibility to tell Social Security, so that would mean that somebody would have to tell a survivor so that they could tell Social Security.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty sure everyone can know why I'm talking about these two deaths together, because of the Bridgeport, Connecticut Police Department. So, because of all of this, two Bridgeport, Connecticut detectives involved in the case of Lauren have been placed, so mainly on Lauren, because this one has been getting more media attention.
Well, also,
to me.
Like, the other one, like,
it could be.
She was older. She wasn't 23. Or
right. And because there's not, like, a autopsy report yet to know if, like, if she had drugs in her system, too. Like, you don't know. We don't know what, like, the past was for either one of these women.
Right.
Like, so they've been placed on administrative leave and are being investigated by the police department's internal affairs. Disciplinary actions may also be taken on detectives Kevin Cronin and Angel Lanos due to a, quote, lack of sensitivity to the public and failure to follow police policy in the handling of both cases. So Detective Kevin Cronin was, like, the main person for Lauren's case, and Angel was for the other one. I'm sorry. The supervisory officer who was in charge of overseeing both of these investigations just happened to retire from the department that week, that Friday.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
Yep. Both cases are actively under investigation and have been reassigned to other people.
No shit.
So, yeah. So, basically, these cases happened over a month ago, now, and could have easily been solved if the right steps were taken.
Yeah.
If the police did what they were supposed to do and got everything done, everything could have been solved.
So, like, okay, the pills at the first, at Lauren's.
Right.
Were they ever, like, tested?
No. They didn't even do anything with the pills. The family was able to, like, they could have taken them home. Like, I don't think any testing has been done on any of the evidence, nothing like that.
Because, like, if, like, I feel like, regardless of, like, say they don't think it's a murder, cool, whatever, great.
Right.
Like, if there's fentanyl found in your system.
Right.
And there was drugs found at where somebody died. Would you not test the drugs to see if it was fucking fentanyl?
Right. Doesn't make sense.
Or, like, if it was Advil. And if it was Advil, then where the fuck did the fentanyl come from?
Right. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And I also think that the fact that they put in there that, like, $1,300 was found is trying to make it more sound like a drug house, almost. You know, to me.
It could, yeah.
Sorry, I hope you enjoyed that. That cracking. But it just sounds like they're trying to make it worse than it could have been.
No, I think they're trying to make it sound better because, there was still $1,300 found. He didn't steal anything, right. So he couldn't have been a bad person.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they could make it like,
he called 911. He didn't try and, like, run. He didn't try and take anything.
Right, but if you also play devil's advocate, also, I don't know, though, because, like, in my head, I'm thinking, well, nobody reported, like, sounds or loud noises or anything like that, but who knows?
Yeah.
Because they didn't investigate that. They could have very well have reported hearing things or hearing a... It doesn't even have to be, like, obviously she wasn't beaten, but it wasn't whatever, but they probably argued, especially, like, if he drugged her, like, yeah. You know? So, I don't know.
Like, mixing, like, fentanyl and alcohol is, like, really dangerous. That's, like, right. A one-way ticket to fucking dying.
Right, which is what so, like, she was, they were drinking.
Right,
which
so
is why he stayed at the house and he didn't leave.
Yeah, so, like, I'm wondering if this was just, like...
An accident.
Literally, like, an accident.
Which it could have very well been, but it still needed to be treated, like, correctly.
No, yeah, like, I don't, not saying that, like...
No. But, like, still.
That, but, like...
It's odd because you don't know. This yeah. man could have just been... They both could have just partied too hard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if, like, the police, like, investigated it...
Even
and did whatever... Whatever they should have to, like...
Right.
Find things out. They could have been like, oh, yeah, he didn't do it.
Right.
She took drugs.
Right.
And alcohol.
Absolutely.
And she killed herself.
Right.
Or didn't kill herself, but she died because of X, Y, and
right.
Z. But they didn't even do that. So it's
no.
like, why aren't they even going as so far as to... If they're, like, advocating or, like, trying to protect,
right.
in quotes, this guy... Why wouldn't you then interview this guy
right.
and clear his
right.
name? Because now it's just creating, like, this guy's a bad person.
Right.
And
he could be perfectly
fine.
Right. And even if you... well, if you look at it as, like, did they kind of did investigate him? Because they found out... Like, they just talked about what he did during his day. But, like, that's not enough. Like, you have to, like... Like, yeah, he said, oh, she left the room for 15 minutes, whatever. But, like, probe them a little bit about it to,
but,
like, find out more.
She left the room for 15 minutes to go see her brother, right?
So, he said she left to go see her brother and then went to the bathroom for, like, 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. So, why didn't we talk to the brother and be like, did you see
right.
your sister
Sorry.
This night and talk
right.
to her for what, however long?
Right. That's the thing.
I feel like that would not a crazy-ass thing to do.
Right. And the point, like, the thing is, when she's found dead like that... They don't know that it's because of a drug overdose.
Right then and
like,
there.
Right
yeah.
off the top. So how are you not going to investigate it if you don't know how she died?
Because you didn't know until you got the tox
right,
report back.
Right. Unless, like, I don't even know, like, when people OD if that's what you find. Like, I don't know any of that. Like, blood on the nose. Like, I don't know.
I mean, it depends.
Right. So it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And this other, Brenda Lee... I just don't... That one is, like, very hard to understand because there's nothing
There's
on
nothing.
It.
I feel like once you get, like, an autopsy and a toxicology report, then,
right.
like, there'd be more, but, like... I feel like it could just be, like, a super big coincidence and, like, she, like, died
oh,
of a
yeah.
heart attack or something.
Right, and it could very well be, but I think that it's a good thing and a bad thing because it brings out, like, how poorly this police department... Because if it's happening to these two black women... How many other countless women, whether,
people,
whatever they
in
are,
general.
Right, whoever
yeah.
they are, men, women, people of color, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's like, more of, like, a, this is more about, like, I don't want to say it's not about the girl, because obviously
no,
it is,
of course.
But it's, like, more about, like, how, like, the police department just was like, we're just, like, not going
right.
to do our jobs on December 12th.
Right. I think that, like, it opens up the idea, and this is happening, so thank God, but, like, this police department needs to be investigated. Because
yeah.
what? How many other people,
yeah,
like, could have
like,
gone under
knows?
The rug? And it could be people who don't have a family who is looking for them.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they could have been an immigrant whose family isn't here.
Yeah.
To fight for them.
Yeah.
Like, and they're just, you know, gone.
What would happen if, like, somebody died and then they got brought to, like, a autopsy and a
They're Jane Doe's. Jane and John Doe's.
Yeah, but, like, what do they do?
They bury the bodies for John Doe's and Jane
but, like,
Doe's.
Where?
In cemeteries.
Just, like, random ones? Or, like, federal ones?
I'm assuming they could put
or
them anywhere. They can put them, I'm sure, like, specific, because there's a podcast that I listen to. I don't remember what it's called, but it's about Jane Doe. Like, you know, the original Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm.
And she was buried. So, like, they just put her in, like, I'm sure they don't do this to every... I'm Googling.
Because, like, I'm just interested. Like, what happens if a body, like, isn't, like, a quote-unquote claim?
Right. Unclaimed bodies are mostly cremated in the United States.
Oh.
So. Okay. So, the Office of the Medical Examiner must hold unclaimed bodies until they find a funeral director willing to pick them up. If the office can't identify a body and can't find the next of kin, and the next of, or if the next of kin waives all rights to the body, then they turn it over to the Department of Transitional Assistance. Sometimes they do bury a body. It kind of just depends. So basically how I'm reading it is a funeral director will say, oh, I'll take this body. I have a spot for it. Mm. They'll either cremate it or they put it somewhere in their...
Yeah.
And then they're buried there. Mm. And who knows what will happen because they're Jane and John Doe. So I don't know. Yeah. Well, that was what I have for you guys. Shout out to Laura. I told Laura I was going to do this case this week, and she told me she was going to listen. So, sweet. Hopefully hi, she Laura. Listens. That's all I got for you guys. Sorry to put a damper on your day, but...
That's just, like, that makes me so angry. Because, like...
It upsets me, because you expect the most from police departments, and you expect them to fight for people who don't, like, have anyone. And even if, like, every, like... I don't know. I feel like everyone has to have someone who cares about them.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that you don't even look, like, it's just...
You didn't even pick up a fucking phone.
Right. When you know who the person is, it's different if you can't identify the body or, you know, like, the first 48. I always refer to the first 48, but you know, if they can't identify the body, half the time, what they're doing is trying to find the family.
Right.
So, like, I don't understand why this didn't happen.
When you knew who it was.
Right. Doesn't make any sense to me.
That's why I'm thinking, like, I feel like this guy, it's either the police department or just a bunch of fucking morons, or the guy knows somebody in the police department, right. And he did do something, and...
Even if it was a busy day in the police department, like, two deaths in one day is a little crazy, still, like, you know, you don't drop the ball that bad.
That's even more of a fucking reason to be sketched out by it. Right. Two people die in the same day in your little fucking town of Bridgeport.
Right. Right. I mean, let's preface this by saying we didn't look to see how big Bridgeport is. I don't know if it's, like, a big town.
I'm gonna look.
They could have been on opposite sides.
Oh, I'm sorry. If two people died in my fucking town, but I'd still... be like, that's weird.
Right.
That's, like, suspicious.
You cue the TikTok song. But me thinking about it is they are looking into the whole department.
Right.
So... I'm assuming it's one general department.
Right.
Like, you know, NYPD.
Look how small Bridgeport is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... Even if you go from top to bottom, they probably are in the same precinct. Like, the same police department.
Yeah, that is just... That's a very small place in fucking...
Right. Because, like, me, I'm thinking NYPD. There is deaths every single day. Like, multiple deaths on the same day within New York City. Like, that's just it.
Yeah.
But in this town, it's a little bit smaller.
I was gonna say, like, I feel like you can't compare, like,
right, New York no, but City that's what I'm saying. Like that's else. Why I'm thinking, like, it's much like, so that's why it's harder. It should be harder for these people to. I mean, it should be easier for these people to do their jobs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody died, like, we live in a pretty big town.
Right.
Like, our town is pretty large, and our town is kind of two towns combined. People think it's the same town.
Right.
If two people died in our town,
you would know.
Facebook right fucking moms would be like, what is happening?
Right.
And then something would happen.
Right.
The city, 7,000 people die a day.
You find out.
Because there's millions of people in the city.
Right. And you still find out about that. Like, yeah. But there's, unless they, like, die, like, a simple, you know.
But there's millions and millions and millions of people in the city. So it's like, obviously, you're not going to know. Like,
right.
You wouldn't connect it. And that's what makes, like, people, like, that kill in New York City is so difficult serial killer-wise because there's so many fucking people.
Right.
But in this tiny little town...
There's no way.
Two people are dead on the same day. My brain would go, weird.
I probably wouldn't be leaving my house, to be honest.
No, me either.
Yeah. So, that's, you know, what I got for you guys. If you want to contact the mayor's department... Mayor's department? Mayor's office within this... I'm probably not going to put this stuff up just because I haven't found, like, any of the information for it, but... If you guys want to, you guys can fully go and show your support or whatever it's called.
I guess this will be, like, an update case.
Yes, 100%. I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Unless it... I mean, I'm still going to look it up and still be able to find it if it is, like, an overdose or, like, you know,
we'll
whatever
just say,
it is.
Because, like, I feel like, no, either way, it should be talked about.
Oh, it's going to be because this has been so talked about. In the... Right. Brenda's case will be a little bit harder for me to find, but I will do as much research as I can.
There we go.
So... All right. Follow us on Instagram.
FIB Podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Future is Bright Podcast.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, send us a Gmail.
Future is Bright Pod at gmail.com.
It sounded weird to me. Follow our YouTube.
We don't have one yet.
Isn't it just going to be FIB Podcast?
Yeah, it'll be something along the lines of that. It's definitely not going to be up by the time this comes out.
No, I was just adding it to my repertoire.
Yeah, we'll next week.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.